So we're talking about the Simonet de Milsa on Rosh Hashanah, and it's okay. Yeah, the Meiri says, "Harbei devarim hitiru lefamim," that there are many things that we're permitted to do sometimes. Shem domim lenichash, but it seems like it's magic and it's inappropriate. It's definitely not. We're not. There's no magic there. We don't eat the apple to have creating a good year or a sweet year. Now we recite this about beets. Setting it, taking out our enemies doesn't make it happen. It's a siman, it's a sign. What is a siman? A symbol. It awakens our hearts. It allows us, it guides our minds into thinking a certain way. And that's what they say on Rosh Hashanah. We should have on the table the Karti, Ruvia, Karti, Selki, and Tamri. Those are the original five from the Gemara, and we add lots and lots to that because they are simanim. They cause us to think in a certain direction. In order not to be misled and think we're having some kind of magic, we say all these prayers on them. So we say Tehi Ratzon, may it be your will. We're still praying to God. Because we want to make sure that we're not trying to do this as being the material component of some kind of magic spell. It's not what it is. It's the prop that allows us to use our imaginations to think about praying to God for a sweet year and for one where our enemies are discomfited and our merits increase. And it's obvious, it's well known that this is only something to awaken us, because it doesn't depend on what we say. We have to tshuva. That's really there for. That's what the Siman de Milsa are. And the fact that simanim are a thing, that we make these signs, these symbols, right? It plays on words in order to help us think. That comes from this week's parsha. Now we're finally getting back to Parshat Vayelech.
Oh.
Okay, last mitzvah in the Torah. Hashem tells Moshe, "Vata kitfu lachem et Yisrael zot." Now, you guys go write this shira, this song down, lamda b'nei Yisrael, and teach b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem, put it into their mouth. L'man tiyalila ha'shira zot le'ed l'bnei Yisrael, so that this shira, this poem, should be a testimony for opening Israel. And the Lacha says, Shira here is referred to the Torah as a whole. Write it down.
Oh.
Okay, Torah is called a Shira. Lots of reasons why it's poetic. And this is the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Aseh Yud Zayin, number 17. Lichtov kol ish Sefer Torah Asmo. Everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah. And it says, Kitvula Chemet Shira Zot. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Aseh. And
Is there a difference of opinion that Shira just means Ha'azinu or
yes.
just
Yeah, so you can
okay?
certainly read Shira as Hazino in terms of Pshat of learning the text there. But again, to where the halacha actually takes this as a mitzvah to the as the Torah as a whole. Both of those are true. Right. There's a command to Moshe to write down Hazino, a command to us to write a Sefer Torah. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be lambda and sima b'fihem, placed into their mouth. And this is the Ezel, the Hasidish commentator, says, Al Yusovrim, do not think that you will fulfill your obligation with Ketivat Sefer Torah when you write Sefer Torah. It says lambda b'nei Yisrael, you need to teach it. Lo rakti today shatzigaba aron kodesh. You can't just write it and leave it in the Aron. You've got to learn. That's an important part. And Talmud says, what does sima b'fihem mean? Where it starts at Rabbi Kiv Omer, Minayin, how do you know that when you're teaching, you need to keep going over it until your student actually learns it? And it says, Lamda b'nei Israel, you need to teach it. And Minayin says, to do rabba b'fihem, it has to be actually set in their mouth. Your students actually have to be able to say what you've taught to them. That's what teaching is.
Why doesn't he use Vishinantam Levanecha? You know. Isn't that what
That
Shana?
is, yeah, so that's a good question. That you Shinan Tem also that you shouldn't be Megam game, you should know it well enough.
All right.
Interesting. Okay. I don't have a good answer what the difference between Sima and Shinan Tem would be, or why we need two different sukim there.
And why not the obvious one?
I mean, Sima B'Fiyam is pretty obvious, and as you know, literally no, put it in their mouths.
The Shinan Tem.
Like that. Okay, I mean, that's a good question.
You know, it's good because the Shinan Tem has to do with the teeth, right? Hit their teeth, and that's the mouth.
Okay. Here's the end. But what we're going for is the next line in the Gemara. You can't learn Torah. You can't acquire Torah without simanim. Shemar sima b'fihem. It says sima put in their mouth. I'll take a sima el simana.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to make a pun here. It's not that there should be in place in their mouth. It's just there should be simanim in their mouth. You need mnemonics. You need puns in order to remember anything. Got to put it in there. Because otherwise, you're not going to keep it.
And it should be food.
Simanim helps, right? Food, right. Well, you want something that's going to stick with people. But yes, simanim b'fihem, literally put it in your mouth. That's a good way to get people to pay attention.
Right.
Okay, Gemara continues. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. B'nei Yehuda sheik pidu ba'ol shonam. Kaima Torah tam b'yada. In Yehuda, in the schools, in the Yehuda school, the Yehuda, greater Yehuda district, school district, where they were careful about what they said, it kaima Torah tam b'yadam. They learned Torah and they remembered it. And Galil, shlohik pidu ba'ol shonam. They weren't so careful what they said. Lohit kaima Torah tam b'yadam. The Torah didn't last. People didn't remember it. Does it really matter whether they were machbid, whether they cared about the words? It's not the care that mattered. Ella b'nei Yehuda the daiki l'lishna b'nei in Yehuda they were careful with the words that matni l'hu simana, and they made simanim so the kids could learn that the kaima Torah tam b'yadam. Then they remembered. B'nei Galil d'lo daiki l'lishna. And B'nai Galil, where they didn't pay attention to the words, they didn't make all these, wordplay, as it were. Lo manchi lehu simana, didn't set all these simanim to say, remember this, here's your mnemonic. Lo nikaima Torah tam b'yadam, they didn't remember.
You have the one in the Haggadah with the dumb.
Tzach hadash b'ashachav, yes, exactly. And you'll never, right, that's the way I remember what the... What the order is. That's the way I remember what the order of the alphabet is.
Oh.
We had this song, like whatever it was, in camp some point. I don't know, I was a kid.
Those words?
What? Abagada Vazi Khati Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet.
Oh.
It just flows together. Good. So now I remember that. Otherwise, I don't remember what comes before. Nun Samach, I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay,
my kids actually brought, I was talking about this, that when we were learning the state capitals, the only way to remember it was with bad puns, right? That's what dad jokes are all about, right? What's the capital of Pennsylvania? It's Harrisburg, right? So you told him there. Harry Potter with pencils in his nose. That's Harry's boogers. Now you know Pennsylvania is Harrisburg. You'll never forget that. That's how you learn. And that, in fact, is what the Torah Tamima says. A lot of the drashot that the Chazal had was actually exactly that. They were hanging halakha that they knew, but they had to hang them on something in the word, even if it didn't really fit with the right context or the meaning. This is the Torah Tamima. Baruch Hepstein. Kvar katavnu kama makob b'chibareinu. And he says, well, we've said this a bunch of times beforehand. He's commenting on the sima simanim. The techniques, the whole aim of Chazal was lasot siyunim v'simanim. Literally, signposts and symbols. Wordplay, vermazim, and hints. Asmachtot and words of way of ways of relying on where your halakha was. But so
Length, maybe links.
links. Okay, I'll give you links. Okay.
Well, it's not exactly. It's like you're hanging it right
Right,
now,
the
lying
small
on
really good to lean on, right?
it.
Things to lean
Yeah. Yeah.
on. The Torah, the dinim yudim mekubalim, for laws that they knew from Torah Shebaal Peh that this is what the law is, and we're ascribing it to this pasuk in the Torah, not because that's where I have a mesorah, that's where it comes from, but that's where I'm going to remember what this halacha is. The reason is Mishum de Mayhem, Hayu Lomdim Baal Peh, because everyone was learned by heart. Mishum, because there was a general law, Devarim Shebaal Peh, Iyat HaRashay LaOmrim Bechtav, because it was Baha, Torah Shebaal Peh, you couldn't write down. It was Zezman, Hutam Efnei Kotzer HaDeyot, and we know that nowadays we write things down because we can't remember all this, so we write it down. At least then, if you're trying to remember it, it's all by heart. Therefore, they would have to make these symbols.
This is often forgotten, and people often will say, that's the proof that, I mean, that's where we learn it from.
Right. So the Torah Tmimah is very clear that
Yeah.
in many cases that's not the case.
Right.
That if you don't have a tradition, then you look at the Torah and try to darshan it out. But the other way around is also true, that they would have a tradition. This is halacha. And we're
Right.
hanging on here, not so much to say this is where it comes from. We're not deriving it from here, but this is where to, once you've learned this pasuk, this is what you're going to think. This is going to be where you're going to hang it in your own head on. Okay? He's very clear about that. Right? That's why I made this wordplay in order to remember the halacha. That's the very nature of human memory. That you have some simple way of remembering it, zochrim yoter. You're better remembering it, tachlita inyan, the ultimate cause of the idea, haramuz v'musuman. You're remembering what it is that's being symbolized, which is the ultimate goal. This is what Chazal meant when they say, Amram al tikri kach, don't read it this way, but that way. It's really not, it's not an editorial comment that you should change the text. Al tikra banayakal book.
Anim ella bano bonim.
All right. That's not meant to say that, well, the text we have is wrong. You should cross it out and read it that way. It's just,
Yeah.
here's your siman for rendering this other concept.
Although we do have legitimate kriyuch tivs, right?
Yes, but that's not, but that,
It's
the
not
Rambam never
it,
calls
right?
that a
Right.
Tikkun Sofrim, or he never calls that a al tikra this or
Right.
that.
Right.
So here we're looking at our pasuk. All right, sima b'fihem al tikra sima ela simana. That's what we said. That if you have anything that doesn't have some place where it can hang on to a siman, in kayemet, it's not going to last. Because it's going to be forgotten. So al tikra sima el simana is a meta sima, right? It's a sima that tells you that simanim are important.
Right.
It's the pun that tells you can make puns in the Torah.
Yeah.
That's going to help you learn. He goes on. Shonim. We found a lot of places where Chesam Kum Chazal Blashon is a pasuk Omila, that where the Chazal made a drasha, they say it's derived from whatever a pasuk or a word. Me'in Minatzad, it's completely off to, it's completely far-fetched. It's off to the side. She'ena shayach klal klal. That's not really relevant to what's actually there. That whatever the subject is actually talking about. And with Gemara A and Gemara Shabbos, he gives you the longest examples, which we're not going to go through all, but I'm pointing out that I don't know how many, significant number of these drashot are not meant to be derivations, but they are mnemonics. That's
You
what's
have one of these Dugma'ot?
what.
Do you have any of them?
I pull
The
any of these. I did not look at any of these right now.
Dugma'ot?
I apologize. We can do that. We can run Shabbos, Ketubah, Bar Mitzvah, and Avodah Zarah, Chulin, Nida. We leave that as an exercise to the reader.
Okay.
And do that. Okay.
Just one.
How about Altikra Sima El Simana? The Torah's nickname for Simanim. Right there. That's our pasuk.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we should change the words of the Torah, just telling it we're going to hang this on here. And that is, in fact, the implication of Sima B'Fihem, is that you need to teach in a way that is remembered.
It's pretty cool that this pasuk comes in a parsha right by Rosh Hashanah that we read.
That's right.
Rosh Hashanah. Nothing it's is pretty wrong. Nice.
Okay, that's why all these simanim go together, right? We have simanim, the milsa of the simanim that serve to focus our tefillot, and we have simanim that serve to focus our learning as well. As the Torah Tmimah says, the kamasmich the gufa. This is where it relies on it itself. How do we know that we should make simanim? The word sima put it, sima hints at that idea of making simanim. When the Gemara says al tikra, don't read it this. Just like we said, it doesn't mean literally. The duke and you should understand this. Okay, and I always use the term that we have primitive monkey brains. At least I do. I can't handle abstract facts. I can't have abstract absolute truth. We need to have these both puns in the wordplay and physical symbols in order to understand, in order to get any of these ideas, which connect to the Ramban's other example of a siman. It says, Masa avot siman labanim.
Ooh.
Okay, and Ramban says the same idea. Like the avot did things as a siman that we should learn from. And he explains it on the pasuk about Avram. Avram comes to land. First time. By Avram, he travels throughout the whole land. Avram Shechem, Alon Moray, goes to Shechem first. And he says, I will give this land to your descendants. They take Misham Ahara, and he goes, and so that he goes from Shechem, he goes down into the mountains, became Beit El, east of Beit El, Beit Elo, and pitches a tent, and he builds another Mizbeach there. He travels the length and breadth of the land. Ramban says that is his symbolic acquiring the land so that his children would acquire it as well. That's Ramban. Avram Ba'aretz, Ad Makom Shechem. He can see, Avram's got to walk through the land. Yeah, you should know. He called Gezerot Irin, literally every angelic decree, every nevuah, prophecy of the future. Kasher Tetzei Mikoach Gezerot, it goes out for, and when it moves from being simply a decree, a verbal statement, a pol dimanyon, into some sort of imaginative action. Mrs. Greenblatt and Beisako, because my daughters all tell me about this, talks about a symbolic prophetic action. Nevi'im like doing things. That's the siman. Then Tia Gezera Mitkayem, that Al Kopanim, then whatever that was decreed, that prophecy will surely come true. Therefore, the prophets always like doing things. Mamar Yirmiyahu, like we have where Yirmiyahu told Baruch, when you're going to prophesy about Babel being overthrown, when you finish reading this scroll, Tikshora love Evan, and tie it to a rock, and then throw it into the river Prat, the Marta Kacha, Tishka Bavel, so too will Bavel drown. Literally drown the prophecy. Okay, Elisha, Panachos Roa, Elaka Keshet, so too Elisha, when he's trying to reassure Yoash that he'll win the war. But Yomer Elisha Yere, Elisha says, here, grab a bow and then shoot in the air. Bayori, shot in the air. Bayomer, and then Elisha tells the king, Chetz, Yeshua Hashem, Chetz Yeshua Ba'aram, that is the arrow of salvation of God, going straight into the heart of Aram, and similarly, and Elisha told Yoash the king, go ahead and beat on the ground 5 or 6 times, Azikitat Aram, Al-Kalei, and that's just like that, you'll beat Aram up by you doing this action. And you will conquer Aram three times. That's the number one. Lots, I mean, obviously, lots of examples of that. We have Yechezkel with the two pieces of wood he's putting together for Yehuda and Yisrael. That's all the Poel de Mayon, right? An imaginative action. We're calling a Siman. That's why Hashem had Abraham will go through the land, make a chazaka in it, and this became the image that his descendants would keep to. So I don't think the Rambam's saying that the Navi is presenting that, I'm missing a word here, that the Siman that the Navi is presenting is a magically makes it happen. The Paul de Magnon doesn't bind Hashem to making it come true, but it's for us. So we remember this action, we remember what happened there, and so we have this message then that we are going to make what the Navi says come true. And the Siman happens with that. That Masavot is similar banim, meaning it's our Siman, teaching us. We remember what Hashem wants us to do with that. The same idea as the Siman. It goes further than that. Because when the Quran Soloveitchik, that really every mitzvah we do really is a siman in the sense of it's a physical sign for a much higher idea. Each mitzvah we must carefully discriminate between the Maaseh mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah. This is a famous distinction that we make. Maaseh mitzvah denotes a religious technique, a series of concrete media, the things we do, to which the execution of the mitzvah is made possible. The kiyuma mitzvah, the actual fulfilling of the mitzvah, is related to the total effect. The structural wholeness of the norm realization is a very special basic thing to say. We are establishing the principles that we're supposed to be understanding through this action of the mitzvah. The kiyuma mitzvah describes not the mechanical action, but the accomplishment itself, fixing the doer in the universe of norms and values. That's the idea behind it. Maaseh mitzvah is a factual descriptive term. Kiyuma mitzvah is an axiological category.
What does axiological mean?
Having to do with an axiom, an assumption about how the world works. We are making a statement about this is the universe in which we live. Okay, right? That the Kiyuma mitzvah of Shema is saying the words of Shema. The Maaseh mitzvah is saying the word Shema. Kiyuma mitzvah is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tefillin, putting on tefillin is the Maaseh mitzvah. Kiyuma mitzvah is the Samtam La'od Al Yadcha V'Chotam Al Libecha, that we should remember Hashem always. Mm-hmm. That's the axiological category. That's the whole. Axiom is probably the wrong word there. I mean, that idea gets very much into Rav Soloveitchik's Neo-Kantian philosophy about how we create create in our minds the way we put all our sensations together. We create the categories. And we look at the world in a religious view, and that's what the mitzvah helps us make it happen. Makes it happen. For example, Rambam famously says that Hashem commanded sacrifices because that's what Bnei Israel were used to. They couldn't change it. So it's okay, fine. We live in pagan lands, we'll let you make sacrifices, but it's got to be to Hashem, it's got to be in the rules. But the pure form of Hashem doesn't require any physical manifestation at all. This is from the guy from Nebuchim, that the true perfection of man is a possession of the highest intellectual faculties, possession of such notions which lead to the true metaphysical opinions as regards God. This perfection man has obtained as his final object gives him true human perfection, makes him alone, it gives him immortality, and on its account he's called man. That's a pure, right, if we just understood God in its pure form, that's all we need. That's our best being perfect. And
but we still have to do the actions.
Right, that's my point. Rambam is not saying you don't have to do the action.
Right.
Well, he's saying that in the Rav Soloveitchik's terms, the Maaseh mitzvah is because we are imperfect and we need the physical things. If we were, in fact, a perfect philosopher robot, then we would need them at all. Okay? If we were just purely intellectual beings, then we could just think holy thoughts, and that's all God would want from us. But we're
He
not.
expects, when you write this, he expects sacrifices to be restored. Where do you get that from?
Oh,
Because
from
I
the
always thought
from Mishnah Torah.
he says it.
He does, yeah.
He doesn't say now we have tefillah
No,
and
he
that.
doesn't. All right, he does not say. There are people who do say that we'll replace it. Rambam does not say that. I think those who attribute that to the Rambam are wrong. Mean, it's not clear what Rav Kook would think about that, right? Rav Kook, I think, was more vegetarian. But the Rambam, I think, definitely is talking about, well, Mashiach has to come, is going to restore the Beit HaMikdash and the Karbanot. That's the Rambam. I don't think you can disagree with that. I am saying that, but not predicting the future. Okay? But at least in terms of whatever physical acts we do in the mitzvot, those are still needed because we are human beings and we need that. We can't just think thoughts. We only get beyond these the need for these simanim when we're no longer physical things. And that's the way the Gemara talks about Olam Haba. Olam Haba ain b'lo achila v'shtiyah. There's no eating or drinking, no physical needs. Ela tzaddikim yoshvim, tzaddikim will sit, v'ataratem b'roshem, they'll sit with their crowns on their heads, v'nenim miziv hashchina, and they will simply enjoy the light, the glory of the Shechina. Okay, but you can't do that as a human being. So that's why we need the mitzvot. We need the simanim here, because that's the only way we as human beings can relate to Hashem. So, getting back to the question of the dad jokes. Hashem is Avinu Shebashamayim, is our father. And the universe we live in is the ultimate dad joke. And that brings our connection there. And that the physical world and the mitzvot that we do in them are those simanim that we do to get from be endearingly endeared to our Avinu Shebashamayim.
Are you saying that that phrase of Avinu Shebashamayim is itself a physical thing that's not really,
Well, okay,
that
yes.
you can
At that
relate
level,
to?
it obviously is a metaphor.
Yeah.
But it obviously is a
Wonderful.
siman as well. It's something that we can try to understand because we have no idea what other relationship in here it has.
Yeah.
But here it's specifically upon getting back to the idea that these puns, these simanim that we make are dad jokes. And what dad jokes do is they make things stick in our heads so we can handle them. It's not the pun that's important, it's their ideas behind it. We definitely should keep making puns and serving Hashem. And that's what our Avodas Hashem is all about. In a Torah nikne ela b'simanim.
But not negative ones.
Not negative ones.
Negative means, well, like the
I'm going to
arrow.
avoid something because it's a bad sign.
Like don't walk under a ladder.
Right.
That's nichush.
That is the Marshal. Let's go plus if we pull the find the Marshal on this here. Since we have a little bit of time here, I'm gonna stop recording.
Nichush. But good signs are